On Class 2A today, the Pleasantville baseball team defended their state title with a win over Durant, and we are talking now with head coach Luke Adrian after his team took care of business today in Carroll. Coach, I'd imagine there's a lot of excitement right now there in Pleasantville. Just tell me about the emotions and the feelings of doing this again.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. It's pretty cool. Cool thing for the community. There's just a lot of emotions with it all. Like last year, we won last year, and we didn't lose anybody. So this year it was a little bit more emotional for me when we have 17 years. Or it's 18 years. Sorry, that will be played their last game for us in our program. So that got a little emotional, but it was really cool to see them go out on top.
You mentioned, last year you guys won it, and you had a very, very talented group that was full of underclassmen, and at least maybe the perspective from the outside was that, this would be the year that you guys would did it, but you do it last year. What did that do for the expectations that you guys had coming into this year, knowing that you were the defending state champs and you brought everybody back?
We obviously knew that there's a target on our back when you're bringing everybody back, and it was, we just kind of talked about it, like that we need to just go back to work, and winning one last year doesn't mean we got one, got a guarantee that we're going to get a chance to even play for one this year. And the boys really did that. They went in the off season, they went to work and put in a lot of effort. And I think you can see, as if you watched our team this year, that there was a lot of improvement from last year to this year. I think we were a better team all around.
Tell me about today's game and how you guys were able to ultimately, jump on top and get the win.
Tuesday when we started with BK on Tuesday, and when we got the opportunity about the fifth inning where we took a 10-0 lead, and he had hit that 65 pitch mark that would have made him ineligible to come back for today. So that was a big key thing for us too, was we were able to jump out in that Tuesday game and get him out of the game and have him eligible for today. And then he came out and he did what BK always does and competes and fills up the zone and gives us a great chance. And then offensively, we were just able to do what we've done all year, and that's just we have a really deep lineup from 1 through 9, and we're able to just put together competitive at bats and make them throw the ball in the zone. And if we can do that, then we really feel good about our chances.
Every state championship is special, and I know you're probably living in the moment right now, so I'm not going to ask you, is this one better than last year, but in what ways is this one different than last year?
Like you said, it was just different. The emotions were different, like I said, with the seniors and then you feel like it's probably like last year, like we were ranked up there pretty high, and I think people thought we had a chance. But this year, when you go through it and you're the target's on your back all year, and you're basically going out there and competing with everybody, and you're probably getting their best shot, because they want to come out and try and knock us off. So it was just a different feel to the season, same kids, but everything was still the same thing. It was still baseball, and they went out and competed and were able to get things done.
You mentioned you had some seniors that were playing their final game today. And you look at where the program has been the last couple of years, getting back-to-back state titles, a state tournament trip before that as well. Just tell me about the impact that this group has had.
Oh, they've been just tremendous. They were a lot of them played when they were younger, and then like last year when we went through the season and we didn't have any seniors, so we asked a lot of them kids to step up and be leaders coming in as juniors, and when you don't have that senior leadership, and then this year I felt like they even stepped up even more with their leadership and everything that we did, and kind of helped keep us on track and keep the eyes on the prize and that type of thing. And they've been a great asset to our program, and then left the uniform in a better place.
Luke Adrian, head baseball coach at Pleasantville. His team defends their Class 2A state title today with a win over Durant. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. Congrats on the state championship. It was fun to follow throughout the year, and enjoy the offseason.
I appreciate it. Thank you.